Dear Lord, what a sad little life, Jay.
Now, on FUBAR Radio, it's Pulse of the Nation.
Well, I'm being shady-ish.
I'm going to find me, Darren!
Boring!
You have to catch me first, I'm like a whippet.
Nah, it's not fun, I've got school.
Bus wankers!
And that was the fucking news.
Here's your host, Andrew White.
Hello and welcome to Pulse of the Nation here on FUBAR Radio. My name is Andrew White and I'll be your host for the next hour as we cover all the big topics, the issues that the mainstream media refuse to touch, the stories they will not publish. Yes, that might sound a bit more alt-righty than we intended, but I promise it is just a light-hearted look at the news. Think of this as a low-stakes LBC. We'll be getting into big issues such as, is drinking milk only for children? What has been frustrating the people of Durham? And which celebs really love a Christmas panto? Speaking of panto, I've got a brilliant co-host in the studio with me. We've got the wonderful Max Fulham, fresh from a run at the Milton Keynes Theatre with Craig Revel Horwood, no less. Very fancy, very upmarket. He's a great ventriloquist, a good friend of mine, and he'll be hosting the show with me. Later on, we'll have Huge Davies in the studio, a brilliant comedian who will be coming in to debate against Max on the topic of milk. Where will that go? Well, stick around and find out. And we have a very special mystery guest who I cannot reveal the identity of because it is up to my co-host Max to work out who they are. That is all coming up later in the show. But for now, let's get into some of the headlines that have been missed maybe by some of the mainstream outlets.
FUBAR Radio.
So, Just Stop Oil have proposed another protest, this time at the grave of Charles Darwin, spray painting 1.5 is dead, as a reference to the 1.5 degrees of temperature that we've gone above. That is a climate crisis going on. And you know what? I'm on Just Stop Oil's side. I am. I know that might be controversial, but I feel very personally responsible for the environment because I am actually what teachers would describe as a pleasure to teach. Homosexual. And as a gay man, I feel very responsible for the environment because I don't know if you remember, sort of around 2011, 2012, when the gay marriage debate was going on, there was quite a strong evangelical Christian presence, and they were saying things like, homosexuality will cause hellfire and damnation. And that seemed silly at the time, but then we got gay marriage, and now we've got this climate crisis. It's hard to deny the facts. So I'm just sort of hedging my bets. That's why I personally am not having sex for the polar bears. That, and I can't get an erection without grinding up some rhino horn. Now, I am a big fan of Just Stop Oil because I think they've got their messaging very clear. You know, just stop oil. You can't really get any more succinct than that. You know, Extinction Rebellion, yeah, maybe it's a bit dramatic, but it grabs your attention. Do you know who I miss, who we've not heard from in a long time? Insulate Britain. What happened to Insulate Britain? Because genuinely, Just Stop Oil, just stop. We need to stop. Extinction Rebellion, we're all going to die. Insulate Britain, what do we want? Double glazing. Is this the militant wing of Anglian home improvements? I mean, makes no sense to me personally. And I do try my best to sort of care about the environment, to care about causes like Just Stop Oil. But it is hard sometimes. You know, there's a lot of environment and it's hard to care about all of it. For example, I heard very recently, here's a bit of news for you. Not a happy news story, but, you know, these news stories got to be broken. And why not here at Pulse of the Nation? The grey partridge is on the brink of extinction. Yep, just a pause for shock and sadness there. No, exactly. Nobody gives a shit about the grey partridge. But this is presented to me via a radio programme. Other radio programmes are available. Don't tune into them. Just this one, preferably. And this radio programme said that the grey partridge was on the brink of extinction. And it's just like, I can't. You know, it's not even fighting for its life. Grey, like the red squirrels, it's got a bit of something, you know, a bit of je ne sais quoi. But grey, like not even multi-part coloured partridge. I mean, that's probably what we'd like nowadays with the old bloody wokies. do you know what? I've immediately come on to this uncensored radio station and thrown out all of my liberal ideals and become an anti-woke comedian. I didn't mean to, but here we are down the line. But no, this woman said to me, said to me personally on the radio, it was a conversation, it wasn't a radio. No, she said to me and all of the people listening to radio too, that would we like to live, this is the question she posed, would you like to live in a world where your grandchildren don't see a grey partridge? I didn't know it fucking existed 10 seconds ago. I really don't care. But you have to. You have to make yourself care because you never know, the grey ones might taste better. Now, as I mentioned, there's other radio shows to listen to and indeed other podcasts. And there's a lot of competition that we're sort of fighting for your attention, not even against real people. We're now competing against AI as with the launch of Virtually Parkinson. It's an AI Michael Parkinson interviewing real life celebrities. It's so, I just think, you know, AI, I'm very skeptical about AI, and I don't think we should be using AI to resurrect 70s TV show hosts. Because what happens next? Where does that lead? Well, given historical precedent, the first ever AI sex abuse scandal. So we can look forward to that in the future. Meanwhile, over in America, Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos are fighting it out to be the first up into Mars and into their space race. And I just think this highlights for me Jeff Bezos, his Blue Origin space program, hoping to launch this week. It just emphasizes to me that billionaires should not exist. And more importantly, billionaire divorcees should not exist. Divorced men have a very clear pipeline that we've been following for centuries. It's worked forever, right? Divorced, one bed flat, microwave meals, take your own equipment to paintball games. That is where divorced men are meant to go. Every other weekend, take the kids to TGI Fridays. Divorce shouldn't end in a space race. We really do need to cut down on the number of billionaires in the world. This is maybe not a fun one, but a headline that caught my eye for this very specific detail. It was a celebrity osteopath named Torben Herzberg, who's been arrested on voyeurism charges, obviously very serious to be a voyeur. I didn't know that there were celebrity osteopaths, but here we are, the Torben Herzberg apparently. But this is the detail that really caught my eye. He was arrested carrying a camera and a telescope. I mean, that is like a cartoon arresting of a pervert. That really, carrying a camera, he had black gloves on, had a camera and a telescope, like heading to a girl's changing room, basically. I mean, what's he going to say to the police? Oh, I was stargazing. He's like, yeah, mate, you were trying to get under Orion's belt. Yeah, as long as it was an Ursa Major and not an Ursa Minor. Speaking of, not the best transition, but here we go, Pope Francis from the Vatican has hinted that gay men could serve in the church as long as they were celibate, which is heartbreaking news for thousands of Catholic priests who will have to stop having sex. And finally, a cause very dear to my heart, maybe not the funniest, but something I'm very keen to highlight and something that I'm sure will come up over the weeks if you keep tuning in to Pulse of the Nation. There is a landmark parking case happening right now. I'm very passionate about paid parking, about parking fines, and usually you're allowed a 5-minute window, right? To 5 minutes to get into the car park, get your ticket, all that sort of stuff. But it is being extended potentially, pending review, to 10 minutes. Now, I've been caught out many a times by this 5-minute window. ANPR cameras have exact second timing, and as I said, the broad swing of this show will be comedic. When it comes to parking, I am deadly serious. Fight every fine you get. Always appeal. It always resets the clock. I know a lot about this. I've got a 68% success rate on appealing parking tickets. I was up in the high 70s, but I had a bit of problems with double yellows in Bournemouth. I parked in the same place twice. The first time, I appealed, but I appealed for the wrong reasons, and then I reparked there out of spite so that I could appeal for the right reasons. Look, I'm not mentally well. Genuinely, a few times I've had a parking ticket and I've gone to appeal it so quickly that it's not been uploaded to the system yet. And I'm just there like refreshing my browser like a teenage girl trying to get Harry Styles tickets. So look, we're going to cover lots of news and hopefully parking tickets. If you have parking issues, write into the show. No, it's not the thrust of the show, but something I'm very passionate about and I'll always be willing to hear. So welcome to Pulse of the Nation. That is my first opening monologue. And with me now, my brilliant co-host has been very kindly sitting here laughing, but not out loud, which I find disrespectful, Max Fulham.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for joining me. You're my first ever co-host. You're a very good friend of mine.
It's an honour.
An honour. Oh, there you go. That's very kind. You've just come off on a run of Panto at Milton Keynes.
I have, yeah.
How was it? Tell me about it.
It was great fun. We were doing Peter Pan in Milton Keynes at the Milton Keynes Theatre with Craig Revel Horde as Captain Hook, which was great fun. He is wonderful.
He was very good. I went to see you. He was fabulous, darling, as he likes to say.
That was very good.
Thank you. Well, speaking of impressions, I'm going to get you to do some later.
Oh.
But to ease you into the show, I've actually got a bit of a quiz related to pantomime.
Okay.
Now, this is a game devised by our brilliant producer, Kieran, and it's called Oh Yes, They Did.
Oh, that's very good.
I know, right? It's clever.
Very good.
We're highbrow intellectual here at FUBAR Radio, and especially Pulse of the Nation. This is sort of the thinking man's show on the station.
You've managed to really sort of get one of the key references of that hundreds of years old art form.
Mm. Well, I think you'll be quite good at this game because you're a bit of a vaudeville variety panto historian yourself.
Nerd, yeah.
Yeah, a nerd, a loser, a virgin. Yeah. We can use loads of different words.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, of course.
This is a game called Oh Yes, They Did. You might have gathered it is about whether a celebrity was or was not in panto.
So that's so good. That's
it's brilliant,
such a good concept.
So okay. I'm going to read you some celebrity names and you can tell me whether or not they've been involved in panto.
Okay.
First one, Pamela Anderson, TV Heartthrob. I don't know if heartthrob's the right word for you to use for a woman, but I don't really care about gender.
There was a whole set of years where there was Americans in panto.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say, oh yes, she was.
Oh yes, she was indeed.
Yes.
She was the genie in Aladdin at the New Wimbledon Theatre in 2009.
Of course she was.
Yeah, the New Wimbledon Theatre have quite a few interesting panto castings. There's a lovely TikToker called Tim to the Woods. I'll look it up and give him proper credit.
Yeah.
But he compiled some of the panto castings.
Yeah, I've been honoured to feature on some of the poster roundups.
Yes, you
as well.
Have.
That's brilliant.
It's proper big stuff. You featured this year with Craig Revel Horwood.
I think so. Yeah.
Nice. That's where you know you've made the big league.
Absolutely.
Next person, Simon Cowell.
No, he hasn't. Oh, no, he has not.
You are correct. Oh, no, he has not. He never done panto. The next one, now, this is, if you don't know panto, maybe this is a hard one, but I know you actually almost worked with this person, and one of our mutual friends has worked with this person.
Oh, my goodness.
This is Phil Mitchell from EastEnders, a.k.a. Steve McFadden. Do you think he's done panto or not?
Steve McFadden, oh, yes, he has.
Oh, yes, he has.
He was in Crawley this year with our friend Joey.
Yes, lovely Joey will be, who hopefully is listening. Who says Steve is the delight? So there you go.
He's a lovely man.
Next person, we have Anne Widdecombe, politician / evil spirit. Anne Widdecombe.
Oh yes, she has.
Correct. Yes.
A few.
She. I can't remember. I've lost the thing where she was in.
I think she was like a wicked queen in Snow White or something like that.
I think you're bang on. I put it down in my phone app, but I've got so much paper around me. Whilst I find that up, I'll give you the next one.
Okay.
Oh, I got. She was in Surrey.
Oh,
she was the Wicked Queen in Surrey. There you go. And there's many Wicked Queens in Surrey, so that's a lot of competition she's had to go against. Thank you very much to our lovely producer in our ears. Our final one, Susan Boyle. Susan Boyle. What do you reckon, Susan Boyle? Oh no, she didn't.
I wish she did. I wish, but I'm going to say, oh no, she didn't.
You are correct, but she's very keen. She has said publicly that she would do a panto. Would you like to do a panto with Susan
I'd love
Boyle?
To do a panto with Susan Boyle.
Well,
I mean, just
go.
One of those topical names of the day.
So this is a newsy show, I guess, in a way.
Yeah.
I mean, really, it's an excuse for nonsense. Are you a news person? Are you a voracious news reader?
I think I have been more in the past than I am now. I think mostly I now just bat away the news notifications I've forgotten to turn off.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll get like the first preview that pops in at the top of the... At the top of the screen, it's like, man, 32, charged with horrific. And you're like, I keep batting them away. I don't have time.
Now, I say you're not maybe that into news, but there was a news story that caught your eye recently.
Yes.
What would you like to bring to the table on our debut, Pulse the Nation?
Is that a format point?
Yes. Welcome to our format.
I would like to bring to the table that just this week was the auction of many of Eric Morecambe's belongings.
Indeed.
Morecambe and Wise fame.
Yes, we're really just getting relevanter and relevanter.
And that is why it's called Pulse of the Nation.
Yes.
Got a finger on the pulse of what's really going on. Yeah, so all of that, so dead man sold stuff.
His wife died last year, and
yes.
His children have all this stuff that he's accumulated over the years, all this sort of showbiz paraphernalia.
Yeah, and so obviously he's such an iconic comedy person. I know you're a big fan of comedy past as well.
Mm-hmm,
And so it's an auction of stuff. I didn't buy anything. I didn't bid on anything. I didn't really pay attention to it. But you sort of, through the sort of variety in comedy spheres, you hear people, oh, someone was bidding on the famous glasses or
well,
there was a prop or whatever.
The glasses caught my eye because they sold for £20,000.
Oh, my goodness.
£20,000 for a pair of glasses. At that price, you should have bloody gone, should have laser surgery, really, at that
price.
Yeah,
laser eye. Probably the best
your eyes forever, actually.
Yeah.
They sold his OBE medal as well for £11,000.
Wow.
I think that's quite a steal, actually. I know some people have paid a lot more for honours. So what we're going to do is we're going to go into our first break. But what I want you to do, because you're quite an impressionist as well.
I'm more of a ventriloquist. The word impressionist is worrying me now.
You've got a very good impression under your belt, and that's your friend of mine, Elaine Page.
Elaine Page
on Sunday, Radio 2, Sunday.
You've plugged too many other radio shows.
We really have. Well, but we're running on Wednesdays. Elaine Page will run on Sundays. I think we can coexist.
That's true.
She's a musical theatre star. From Cats, lots of other things. And she sort of runs a radio show where she plays musical theatre songs, often her own songs. People write in and request them.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
And you do quite a good Elaine Page impression.
I think as listeners to Elaine Page on Sunday... I do an impression of one specific thing that Elaine Page does, which is laugh at her own anecdotes and laugh at the things
she's
that people
got
have sent
in. Voice of an angel,
laugh
and the laugh of a biblically accurate angel. It is horrific. And what she does is she sort of segues into the songs with very cheesy puns, musical theatre-based puns, and sort of laughs her way through them. So before we head into the break, could you do this transition line? I've written you some lines throughout the show.
I'll try.
Give a go at this.
Well, that's not... Well, Javert may have sung Who Am I, but our next mystery guest will be asking me the same question. And that's her laugh.
It's
that's
not
how she talks.
That's not the last we've heard of that. You can look forward to that later in the show. But next up, we've got our brilliant mystery guest.
Oh. Fubar Radio. That Money Show with Gabriel Nussbaum.
What's kind of that one golden thing that you like to share with people who are trying to start a business?
That's a really easy one, because I have a mantra which, you know, I say to young people all the time, and they really get it when I say it. And it goes like, don't undermine who you are by comparing yourself with someone else. It's because we are all different. Why each of us is special.
Politics Uncensored.
I felt like it was a little bit, they wanted to go viral. They wanted the clip to end up on socials and be able to go viral, and there was nothing substantive on it. So to be honest, it kind of pissed me off, because I thought it was a throwaway comment made for social media, as opposed to actually giving voters information they need when they enter the voting booth.
Totally agree. And I also found the whole, I think he said something about Keir Starmer's strings being pulled by senior members of the Labour Party. I found that slightly conspiratorial.
All areas. What's going on in the DMs? Are you getting naughty pictures from fans? Girls, are you getting the odd little pic? I bet they're popping the DMs.
Yeah, the DMs are doing all right. I've got a lot of cousins, big family, so they're all touching base.
Yeah.
There's a few girls in there as well. I've had some free videos come through.
Oh, so, tell us a little bit more.
You
Yeah, we're going there. Access all areas, mate.
What the Hell with Gabby Allen.
Three words to describe yourself.
Weird, funny, and quirky. I'm a strange guy.
Oh, I love that. That's good. Not many men would say that. Normally they're like, yeah, strong.
No, that's, you know what? That's what people think I'm going to be. Like, they see, like, the gym and the muscles and the tattoos, and they think I'm going to be, like, this, like, serious, like, fuckboy, like, lad. You know what I mean? And then they meet me, and I'm like a Jim Carrey. I'm like a muscly Jim Carrey. You know what I mean?
Access all areas with Bobby Norris.
Girls got to choose which guy to bring, or
yeah,
was it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they went away from all of the other islanders, and that's where Joey and Grace were hooking up mad. And I've seen the headlines the next day. Apparently, producers had to really cut out loads of their saucy antics.
You reckon the train was going in the tunnel?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There was no train strike that night.
That Money Show with Gabriel Nussbaum.
Have you had any failures with your money?
Spent money on a designer handbag, and literally that designer got cancelled maybe like a week or two after, so it's in my house and I've never worn it out.
That's really sad, but that could be like a unique masterpiece, right? That is one of a kind. They don't make it anymore, so you can
No, they still make it, but I just don't... maybe the time of cancellation is probably past now, but at that time, I remember what I just bought it. I said to my sister, I was like, can I wear this out? She's like, Ola, how are you? No.
Pulse of the Nation with Andrew White on FUBAR Radio.
Hello and welcome back to Pulse of the Nation. Coming up next, a brilliant mystery guest. I've got my fantastic co-host Max Fulham here with me, whose job it is to guess who our mystery guest is, why they're relevant, why they've been in the news. You've reacted excitedly upon seeing our Zoom guest, perhaps a natural environment. Yes. So I have a feeling you might already know who this is, but I'll give you five questions. So hello on Zoom. This is Jackie. Hello, Jackie.
Hello there.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. I hope you're having a pleasant 2025. This is my lovely guest, co-host Max.
Hello, Jackie.
Hello, Matt.
Oh, Jackie can hear me.
Yes, it's very exciting. Now, I'm going to give Max three questions to ask you. I think he's already worked out who you are, because you are indeed an icon, a legend. But nonetheless, Max, three questions to see if you can ascertain some more information about our guest.
I have a guess, but I'm unsure. So have you become famous for one specific thing, one specific incident, or some pondering going on here?
Tricky one. probably came to the public eye for one specific incident.
Okay. Fantastic. And was this... You said something about her natural environment.
Yes, yes. They're probably the most iconic.
Is this to do with Zoom calls? Will you be related to Zoom calls in some way?
Yes.
Okay. Final question.
My final question has to be, do you have any authority here?
Sadly, no.
Jackie, I have all the authority here, and I grant it unequivocally to you as well. This is indeed the very wonderful, lovely, iconic Jackie Weaver from that ill-fated Hanforth Parish Council meeting. Jackie, thank you so much for joining us. You're an icon legend. You are, according to my Google search suggestions, the third most famous Jackie. It goes Jackie Chan, Jackie Kennedy, former First Lady, Jackie Weaver, and you have beaten out Jackie Collins and Jackie Stewart.
Wow.
That's pretty...
Even beating the man up. One man in that.
Yes, you are genuine. You are such a hero. So basically, if you're not familiar, have you been living under a rock? In 2021, there was a Hanforth Parish Council meeting presided over by Jackie Weaver on Zoom, and it got a bit out of hand. What do you remember of the council meeting? What sort of sticks in your mind from being there on the night?
The weird thing is, not much.
Yeah.
I'd like to say things like that never ever happen in council meetings, but they do. And my job really is about helping councils that are in difficulty. Mm. So my experience of councils is kind of skewed as well, because nobody ever rings me up and says, I thought I'd just ring you up and tell you everything's going fine. They only contact me when there's a problem. So I was expecting trouble and I duly got it. But what I think a lot of people don't realise is that the video didn't go viral till 2 months after that.
Mm.
So I'd long forgotten that meeting.
What's your first... Well, I've heard you talk before about being told you're trending, and you didn't quite even know what trending was at the time.
Yeah.
But it's gone stratospheric. You've got your own dedicated BBC News page. There is a goat named after you. Are you aware of the goat, Jackie?
I'm not aware of the goat. I'll have to write that one down.
I was hoping that maybe it was like a sponsorship situation and you'd get updates and a little plush toy or something. But no, there was a goat that was sort of being paraded around on Zoom. It was like a Zoom goat for
parties.
A Zoom
goat?
Yeah. And it was named Jackie Weaver. You've had a cake made in your likeness?
No, I know.
I'm sure you the nature of being online, you've had probably lots of negative stuff and lots of hate as well. But I actually saw that Andrew Lloyd Webber wrote a song for you. And I'm so sorry, that is too far. That really is unnecessary. Nobody should suffer that indignity.
but there is an even better one on the spot, and I can't remember the name of the two girls.
Flo and Joan.
Flo and Joan.
Yes. You were a star of their
terrific.
Yearly wrap-up.
I enjoyed that more than Andrew Lloyd Webber's.
yeah, they are. Flo and Joan are fantastic comedians.
Incredible.
So we actually, Max is a brilliant ventriloquist and has recently got off a run of panto. And just a minute ago, we were asking him to guess whether famous celebrities were in panto or not. And I've got to ask you, Max, do you think Jackie Weaver has been involved in pantomime?
Oh, if you haven't, you really should be. That would be incredible. Maybe like a magic mirror or something. I'm going to say, just out of hoping, oh yes, she has.
Have you, Jackie?
Well, let me ask you a question first. If you were going to cast me in panto, what role would you offer?
Oh my goodness, I think you'd make a fantastic queen. You could be the wicked queen who has authority over the land. That would be incredible. Or the queen who saves the day.
So no tights involved in that. That's the main thing.
I think we could negotiate no tights, yes.
Yes, I have been in panto for 2 years and absolutely correct. As a mirror.
Oh my goodness!
Yes, at the Crewe Lyceum with Bobby Davro, your friend and mine, and what an amazing wide-ranging career you've had ever since that video went viral. I've listened to lots of your podcasts. You've got a book out as well called "You Do Have the Authority Here."
Brilliant.
Which includes advice on how to deal with men that drone on and on. What's your top tip to deal with men droning on and on, Jackie?
It's kind of like counterintuitive, but I kind of feel whether the men or women that drone on and on, part of the reason they do it is because nobody listens to them. I mean, you're so used to them wittering on that you just really don't give them the attention they need. So give them some love. Give them some real hard listening to you. I'll see if that helps.
I really love that. I know you're sort of an advocate of sort of passionate, sort of open-eared politics, and I know you're a very strong advocate for local politics as well. And Hanforth Parish Council, obviously the infamous council from the meeting, actually has 11 out of 11 candidates are all independents. So at that sort of level, it's sort of the best place to get independent candidates in. What would be your advice to somebody who wants to get involved in local politics and go down that route?
Well, I guess for me, I make a distinction between local politics, that P word, and local democracy. I'm really behind democracy, not so much behind the politics of it.
Yes.
and as you say, for me, the beauty of town and parish councils is that there's space there for everyone. So if you do want to dip your toe in the political waters, go on, join a political council. But equally, if your passion is about doing stuff for communities, then join a non-political council. And you really will, you get such a reward from being able to be supported and recognised in doing stuff for the community. Unfortunately, when people volunteer for a lot of things, they don't get the acknowledgement. They don't get the support. But when you're a local councillor, you get the ability to charge people tax. And there's nothing that attracts people's attention more than knowing that you are spending their money.
I love that. I think there's such a consistent message there between what you're saying about, you know, people who drone on and local politics. It's so important to listen to people. And one of the things I suppose we're all looking for as humans is just to be heard, to be acknowledged. Look, I'm so grateful you've joined us, Jackie. I know you're a big Thin Lizzy fan. So let me say, Jackie Weaver is back in town. And I have one final question. This is a personal question because I've seen your beautiful nails on Twitter, and I know you're a very glamorous person. And you're obviously the chief officer for all the Cheshire. It's quite a tongue twister, that, isn't it? I should let the ventriloquists have a go at it. The Cheshire Association of Local Councils. So you've been all around that area. Where is, because I'm a big fan of charity shopping, where is the best place to head into a chaser and get some good frocks?
Oh, blimey. Well, it's got to be a fairly wealthy area, hasn't it?
That's the key. I always find that's the key, is rich people donating stuff.
Yeah.
And then clueless older volunteers. Because young people, they've got the internet. They know the value of things. But Doris, down Hanforth British Art Foundation, you can bleed those charities dry, my friends.
Yeah. Or you want to just head a little bit further kind of south towards the Footballers' Wives country.
Oh,
maybe
smart.
Wow. Round about there.
Do you think Footballers' Wives are taking loads of donations down to the...
Well, it's where I pick up all my bargains.
Well, there you go.
Well, if it's good enough for Jackie Weaver, it's certainly good enough for me. Thank you so much. Final word from Max.
This has made my 2025. I've met Jackie Weaver. Thank you so much for being here.
You're a legend and an absolute delight. Thank you so much. Take care, Jackie.
Food Bar Radio.
What an exciting...
We just met Jackie Weaver!
I knew you would recognise her.
Jackie flipping Weaver!
Yeah.
That's incredible. Sorry, I've just shouted. I've got a bit excited.
That's all right. We'll control the levels.
That was incredible.
Yeah, I was so... When I got the email through that Jackie Weaver was going to be our guest, I was losing my mind. You were the first person I wanted to message.
Actual Jackie Weaver.
But obviously you had to keep it a mystery for you. It's heartbreaking. I know. Very exciting. And she's been in Panto.
That's incredible.
Quite a lot in common with her.
That's incredible. Yeah.
Now, our speaking of local politics and indeed sort of local causes, our next section heads into local Facebook forums.
Oh, yes, please. Yes, please.
Are you a fan of the Facebook forum?
Yeah, I really am. Really am.
Is there one that's local to you? I know you're sort of near Guildford. Guildford, just to clarify.
Not in Guildford, no.
No, God forbid.
I mean, Farnham is where I am. So we have... Ours isn't called a nice name. Like, you know how some of them are called nice names?
Very rarely, but yes, yeah.
Ours is called Farnham Rants.
Rants?
Yeah, in capitals. Farnham Rants.
I think that's because often it goes quite militaristic or like espionage, like, we are Tamworth. or like, spotted Worthing.
Do you also infiltrate some to try and promote gigs?
Oh, yes, I see. I get that quite a lot.
Because I think it's a weird thing is that we end up in ones all over the country of places that we don't live in, and then you end up with a Facebook feed full of local news that you're not
interested in.
Oh, 100%. And the other thing I do is if I'm comparing a gig and I'm seeing and talking to the crowd,
oh, that's
nice. I'll join the local forum and say, oh, this person said that, and have a bit of banter with it.
That's really lovely.
My local one, I'm living in Portsmouth now, but I used to be like around Salisbury, and there's a little town called Fordingbridge, and their local group is called Fordingbridge's Our Town.
Oh,
capital O-U-R. I know.
No, that's not nice.
Sort of like a little one-town Brexit going on there. It's very weird. But look, we've got some amazing Facebook posts. We've also got some marketplace posts, which we'll come on to in a minute, but we'll start with this post from We Are Willington, County Durham.
Oh my goodness.
I like that. We Are Willington, County Durham, not to be confused with other Willingtons.
And they've even put a comma in.
They have.
How lovely.
Some punctuation, I'll be honest with you, is lacking from a lot of the other posts that are going to come up on this.
And I mean, also straight away, this is a classic. I love that they introduced this feature, the anonymous participant feature.
Yes, you can just post anonymously.
Yeah.
That is, it really has made Facebook, it's an absolute shithole, and I'd very, very rarely like to spend my days on Facebook, but what little glimpses you get. It's
great.
Fun. So this is a post from an anonymous participant who says, absolutely raging, 4! Angry face. Things have gotten so bad around Willington area that the bench has been taken. I am fuming. When I walk my dog in the morning, I sit on that bench. This is a disgrace. 7! Raging, 5 angry face emojis. What do you think of the crime spree in Willington that has taken away this bench?
It's incredible. Who's taken a bench? That's not one person, surely.
Well, not to back reference Jackie Weaver and go on about the fact that we had Jackie Weaver on the show.
I think that's
a local council issue. I think the council have removed the bench.
Sure.
I don't think it's been stolen.
And also, it might be one of those nice benches that's like pretending to be a dead person.
Oh, right, like, yes, yes.
This bench is a dead person with one of the little shiny bits on it.
This is from Parent Network, South Tyneside. So this is a mother I'm posting, I'm assuming, who's posted a little Facebook bitmoji.
Oh, no.
It says, advice, please. Glued fake vampire teeth on with nail glue. Is there any safe way to remove? Asking for my friend. Sure, Tia, sure. Asking for your friend.
Right. This is a really interesting thing. I thought loads of Facebook posts were being made by Tia, but then I found out some of them mean thanks in advance.
I've just had,
I think,
within the space of 2 minutes,
well. And you know, she's
confirmation that I am thick.
Tia in South Tyneside, she's always sitting on that certain bench, and when she goes, my goodness, Tia's bench is going to be a local landmark.
That is terrible. Our penultimate one is actually a Facebook marketplace. Now you're responsible for skewing my Facebook marketplace algorithms, because I send
you search on my behalf
weird ventriloquist dolls
you
and stuff.
You do. Any weird puppets that come up on Facebook marketplace, Andrew is straight on sending me that link. So
it probably has really horrific ones.
Skewed your algorithmies.
Yes. I mean, so much so that last time I logged into marketplace, I had this message. The antique Spanish prison door you viewed is still available. Thank you, Facebook. But here you go. What we've got here is a handmade...
Oh, yes.
...plastic model of Aldi.
Yeah, what?
Of handmade plastic model of Aldi.
Oh, my God.
So I'm showing that. Don't turn it over, because I want you to guess the price. So I guess for a diorama...
Do you know what? And they've taken the photo from above. And to be honest, it's quite a grainy picture. It just looks like a branch of Aldi.
It's genuinely squint and you think you're in Aldi.
It's a top-notch model.
How much would you pay for that top-notch model?
Oh, is it handmade
plastic model of Aldi for all your...
Oh, some Playmobil enthusiast is going to snap that up. It's got to be 3 figures, isn't it? I'm going to say... The Aldi fans, because they're going to pay 100 of your English fans for
three
that.
Figures.
I wouldn't pay that. I'd pay maximum £25.
Oh, well, you're in for a bargain here. It's £15.
£15?
Taken down from 20. Yes.
I'd absolutely pay for that Aldi model.
I'd love to know what it was for. It just says great for dioramas. I don't know who he made it for.
Oh, my goodness. How many people are doing dioramas?
I know. It's quite, well, divorced men.
Divorced men, of course,
who can't afford to enter the space race. And our final post, just to see us off, no comment needed. Whoever it is who left dog shit outside Tesco, well done. My son has fallen face first into it on his birthday too.
Oh.
God bless Facebook. We'll be delving back into local Facebook groups and marketplace posts. We've got so much bulk of content built up from the weeks of research. So tune in next week and we'll see. Maybe we'll feature your local town. But for now, we're going to head into a second break. And I believe I have another... It really is.
Let me just get her back.
From Elaine Page, the spirit of Elaine Page. She's having a fall.
She's had a fall. Peter Pan may... That's not Elaine. That's Stewie Griffin. Peter Pan may have called dying an awfully big adventure, but our next adventure is bigger. huge even.
Food Bar Radio. That Money Show with Gabriel Nussbaum.
What's kind of that one golden thing that you like to share with people who are trying to start a business?
That's a really easy one, because I have a mantra which, you know, I say to young people all the time, and they really get it when I say it. And it goes like, don't undermine who you are by comparing yourself with someone else. It's because we are all different. Why each of us is special.
Politics Uncensored.
I felt like it was a little bit, they wanted to go viral. They wanted the clip to end up on socials and be able to go viral, and there was nothing substantive on it. So to be honest, it kind of pissed me off, because I thought it was a throwaway comment made for social media, as opposed to actually giving voters information they need when they enter the voting booth.
Totally agree. And I also found the whole, I think you said something about Keir Starmer's strings being pulled by senior members of the Labour Party. I found that slightly conspiratorial.
Access all areas.
What's going on in the DMs? Are you getting naughty pictures from fans? Girls, are you getting the odd little pic? I bet they're popping the DMs.
Yeah, the DMs are doing all right. I've got a lot of cousins, big family, so they're all touching base.
Yeah.
There's a few girls in there as well. I've had some fruity videos come through.
Oh, so, tell us a little bit more.
You go there?
Yeah, we're going there. Access all areas, mate.
What the Hell with Gabby Allen.
Three words to describe yourself.
Weird, funny, and quirky. I'm a strange guy.
Oh, I love that. That's good. Not many men would say that. Normally they're like, yeah, strong.
No, do you know what? That's what people think I'm going to be. Like, they see, like, the gym and the muscles and the tattoos, and they think I'm going to be, like, this, like, serious, like, fuckboy, like, lad. You know what I mean? And then they meet me, and I'm like a Jim Carrey. I'm like a muscly Jim Carrey. You know what I mean?
Access all areas with Bobby Norris.
Girls got to choose which guy to bring, or
yeah,
was it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they went away from all of the other islanders, and that's where Joey and Grace were hooking up mad. And I've seen the headlines the next day. Apparently, producers had to really cut out loads of their saucy antics.
You reckon the train was going in the tunnel?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There was no train strike that night.
That Money Show with Gabriel Nussbaum.
Have you had any failures with your money?
Spent money on a designer handbag, and literally that designer got cancelled maybe like a week or two after, so it's in my house and I've never worn it out.
That's really sad, but that could be like a unique masterpiece, right? That is one of a kind. They don't make it anymore, so you can...
Oh, no, they still make it, but I just don't... Maybe the time of cancellation is probably past now, but at that time, I remember what I just bought it. I said to my sister, I was like, can I wear this out? She's like, Ola, how are you? No.
Pulse of the Nation with Andrew White on FUBAR Radio.
Hello and welcome back to Pulse of the Nation here on FUBAR Radio. What a delight it was to have Jackie Weaver in the studio. We're just talking about that with our next guest in the studio, Hugh David. Hello.
Hello. It was triggering.
It was triggering to revisit Jackie Weaver?
Well, my ex, yeah.
Oh, I see. I didn't realise you and Jackie had a thing.
No, we did have a thing.
What was she like in... You know, that's a personal question, but
I think the problem was she had too much authority in that relationship.
I see. You were very much the sort of cuck sub.
Yeah, very much. I was physically taken off as, you know, it's like if my life was a Zoom, I was always being taken out of my own Zoom. How I felt. If I was the councilman of our relationship, I was always being booted out of it.
I see.
My toxic behaviour.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
That's okay.
So you're basically the Alan's iPad of that sexual dynamic.
Yeah. I've moved on as a person. I've learned, you know, me and Jackie have both grown as people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm now not an account. I'm now a stand-up comedian.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
And you're doing a bloody good job. You got a tour coming up.
Yeah, I do, man.
You got an album from my ancestors, Brackets Dead.
Yeah.
You got lots of dates, including a Soho run, 13th to the 15th of February.
It's true. It's almost all sold out, actually, so go and get those tickets.
Great. Well, yeah, rush on to
go
get
on,
those
rush
tickets.
Rush on, get those tickets.
This is a broadly newsy show. Yeah. I mean, it's a very sort of light touch. Are you a newsy person? Do you read a lot of news?
Not really, no.
Nefampious, you're the perfect guest.
Yeah, perfect guest. I for a minute, was trying to do this segment on some videos that I was doing in which I would... Well, I saw this story about... Do you know he's called the Somerset Gimp.
Are you familiar with the Somerset Gimp,
I'm
Max?
Not familiar with the Somerset Gimp.
So this was a man who... Well, there was a Gimp in loose in
the classic fairy
loose.
Tale.
Yeah, he was loose.
He was loose.
He was loose in a village in Somerset. It's a classic. Will they? Won't they? No, he was loose in the village, and then I was on holiday with some friends, and this came up, and she was like, "Oh, I'm from that village." So I began to study it very closely, and basically, like, they found the. So basically, what he'd do is go out, and at night he'd scare the locals, obviously, because he's a gimp, and it's scary. I think at night it's scary.
I think a gimp in the day is also.
Gimp in the day is also
give me
scary.
A fright. Yeah.
But he's like a full leather face, and it's like it's terrifying. There's pictures of it. They caught him. And he was in court. He was a gardener, a local gardener.
Oh, God.
And we were saying to I said to my friend that, would you know him? Because the villages are so small. She's like, I would probably know the identity. So it was like, for her, it was like an Agatha Christie kind of, in which she's already in the book. Hmm. And she actually went to school with that guy.
No
and,
way. Yeah,
stop.
He was banned from writhing on the floor for over 3 years.
Was the official wording writhing?
Banned by the police or banned at school?
At court, he was banned from writhing.
From writhing.
On the floor.
You got a 3-year writhing ban.
Yeah.
That is heartbreaking.
To writhe, yeah. 3 years.
I bet he just loves to writhe as well. That's so.
The countdown to the first writhe after that.
Yeah.
3 years. You know what I mean?
Got it circled in a big sort of cartoon calendar.
Yeah, it's like the cartoon glasses, 2009 glasses, but instead of the edges, is just maybe him as a gimp writhing. You know? Yeah.
I think that is maybe the most relevant news story we've had today.
But that's the sort of news that I was researching for a long time.
Researching?
Yeah, because I would make it for video, so I'd make songs about weird things. So in the Somerset Gimp, there was another one where a Japanese man, he became a dog. £14,000.
£14,000. He paid £14,000.
Well, he was paid to be.
No, he was paid. He put money into being a dog, into a border collie.
Into a border collie specifically.
Yeah.
Do you think he'd be friends with the Somerset Gimp, this Japanese dog man?
I don't think he said it specifically. It's not sexual, but I think if you say that up the top, it could be.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, yeah. I think anytime you say this is not sexual,
it's
whatever
not sexual. It's
going to be sexual, whatever it proceeds.
It is sexual. I didn't start the tour. I didn't advertise. You said you didn't bring up the tour. I didn't say, but it's not sexual, by the way. But if I had said that, you'd have been like, I don't feel like I want to go to the tour.
Yeah,
it could
I
be sexual.
Thought it would have been, yeah, I see. That's that's smart. That's good PR. He's had training.
It's really good.
So well, let's see. Look, none of these headlines are sexual. But actually, no, I tell a lie. Two of them are sexual.
Oh, okay.
He's going to read you some headlines. See if you can fill in the blanks from these headlines, and we'll have a little chat about them. We're starting off with we'll start with sexual. Why not? Lazio fire. Lazio, the football club in Italy, fire far right falconer over social media blank posts. So he's a falcon. He's in charge of the eagle mascot at the football games.
Oh.
He's been fired for posting what on social media? It's very recent, though. This broke this morning. So we are...
This morning?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
We're on the pulse. Finally.
Homophobic.
Homophobic. A good guess. He is far right. Are you going to announce another
this,
line?
Sorry, I don't, is this real birds?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
No, so the bird wasn't fired.
Okay, the man who
owns
the falconer rather than the falcon.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
The eagle doesn't have
the falcon.
Well, we would never know if the eagle didn't like gay.
Well, if they did have social media, surely they'd have blue sky.
Oh, that's
come
good.
On,
that's
bit
really
of fun.
It's okay. It's a bit of fun.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's allowed.
That's allowed.
I'll
it's not
that.
Sexual.
I'll allow it. Yeah.
Final guess from Max.
Willie.
Bang on. Willie.
Was the word Willie?
No, penis was actually the word, but I'll give it to you as a synonym. He had a surgery to extend his penis, and he was showing off the surgery online, and he said, "I've done no wrong. I've had this lovely surgery. I've shared it on my private account. What's wrong with that?" And they said, "No, you're out of here, mate. Take your eagle with you." Yeah.
This lovely surgery is that.
It's for
that,
the eagle.
Is that what he said?
He said, "I've had this lovely
I've had this
surgery."
Lovely
no,
surgery.
They threw him out because it's for the eagle to land on. At the games. And look at this beautiful perch.
Is he raw dogging that, or has he got one of those like leather sort of gloves over
the glove over the top?
Some
gauntlet thing.
Yeah.
Hard to ask for that in the shop.
That is, yeah, true.
Yeah, can I have a big leather sheath for Peen? For Mr. Peen?
I'm sure.
For Mr. Peen at Lazio game. I think, I sympathise in a way. It depends on, we've not seen the picture. So what he might be basically saying, making an excuse for him in the, you know, if it's in the bathroom in a mirror in the bathroom. Yeah. It might not be for if it's actually a surgical procedure and he's proud of it, then...
He did have the surgery and he is proud of it.
Okay, well, I think that's kind of okay. I don't mind that.
So that's our sort of campaign here at FUBAR. We've got to pick a campaign every week.
Oh, right,
and our
okay.
campaign this week is rehire the far-right Lazio Falconer. That's sort of...
Oh, yeah. So I forgot he's all right.
Yeah, yeah.
So
you've sort of...
Okay, fine. I made my colours bed. I'll lie yeah, yeah. I'm afraid.
So we have our next headline here. So,
is this sexy or not, by the way? Because
this isn't sexy. This isn't sexy.
Okay.
A surprise shipment of blank accidentally sent to Polish IKEA. Surprise. Come.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Surprise shipment
no, not,
come,
no, not sexual. Away. Not sexual. Sorry. Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Come can be asexual.
Yeah.
Sent to where?
To IKEA in Poland.
Oh, my goodness.
What do you think that the IKEA accidentally received?
Ooh. Something that they wouldn't... So it's interesting because you've got to think about what IKEA wouldn't need and they sell everything.
Yeah, this
yeah.
is
so the you're thing. Think, you're thinking, a furniture shop, you say they won't need meatballs.
No, yeah, true.
But they actually need loads of meatballs. Yeah. They won't need dime chocolate bars. They need dime chocolate bars.
Yeah.
No. What's the only thing they don't provide?
Have they stopped doing the pencils? I don't know.
I actually have a pencil on me right now.
What, an IKEA pencil?
I was there yesterday, yeah.
Which one? Oxford Street. Is that open yet?
No. It was the one, it was like, I can't remember which one. I was driven there. I forgot which one I went to.
Were you kidnapped?
It's not.
To take you to IKEA?
It was my prom. No, I didn't. It wasn't the one in Croydon. I know that one. Because that's the one I normally go to. I thought we were going to that one when we got there. I was just so happy to be there. I was over the moon. I skipped towards the IKEA. I think it's the one which is like near Greenwich.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough. Yeah. Well, I'll give you the answer. I don't think we're going to get close to it. Fine. It's landmines. The Polish military accidentally...
They don't sell them.
Yeah, misplaced their landmines and sent them to IKEA instead.
Oh. You can build them.
You can build a landmine at IKEA.
Yeah.
Don't Google that. You'll get on a list.
Yeah.
IKEA ingredients to build bomb.
Yeah.
Right, our final headline. Robbie Williams claims to have slept with blank. This is another sexual one, I'm afraid. Robbie Williams claims to have slept with blank.
Jackie Weaver,
yeah.
A monkey,
yes. That's how he got the role.
Yeah, that's
the monkey
that's
blackmailed.
How that's
yeah. Well, this is relevant to the Better Man Robbie Williams monkey biopic, because apparently Robbie Williams says he slept with 4 out of the 5 Spice Girls.
That's absolutely crazy cuckoo.
That's mad.
Crazy cuckoo.
That's a better hit rate than toothpaste.
Yeah.
4 out of 5 Spice Girls.
Well, I know that he did that mad story on Graham Norton when he said he carried Baby Spice out in a suitcase.
Oh, yes.
No, it was Jerry. It's Ginger Spice.
Well, this is all tallying up. I'm sort of believing it. The actual question is, did Robbie Williams actually sleep with... I think, from what you're saying, I think he did.
I think it's well within his capabilities to sleep with 4 of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the sort of thing he would tell me and I would understand. Yeah, I'd be like, fine.
Which one did he not sleep with?
I wouldn't have believed it if
Posh?
It was 5.
Posh, you think,
Posh,
yeah, yes. That makes sense, yeah, Posh, yeah. You don't want to step on David Beckham's turf. He's going to
be... Yeah, sure.
On that note, we for one last segue, so do you know Elaine Page?
Do you personally know Elaine Page?
Another one of my exes, sure.
Yeah. So she's got a radio show. I've actually lost the card, but she's got a radio show.
I'm quite glad you've lost the card, actually.
Oh, here it is, there we go.
Oh, dear.
oh, no, that's not it. Okay, good. Fine, look, you're off the hook. I've been making Max do Elaine Page impressions to segue us between bits. The exact words were, is Andrew milking this? Maybe, but speaking of milk...
And that's really good.
Thank you very much. I know, but maybe the best of the lot, but I've lost the card, so...
<What's> that?
Do you know
it.
That laugh?
Yeah, sure.
That's all she does.
No, it's triggering again.
It's, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Takes you back.
Takes me back to the...
Would she laugh at you in the bedroom?
What's on the written on the card?
it says, Hugh Davis is a cuck sub bitch.
Okay, fine.
That's what it actually
cool.
says.
Okay,
wow.
And
wow.
These are handwritten. I wrote these. So,
yeah. Strong words.
So look, our final section is a little bit of debate. We're having a bit of back and forth.
Okay.
And the topic this week, there's an article in The Independent about drinking milk. The person was defending their right to drink milk. And then there was another article in the BBC saying that actually drinking a glass of milk is very healthy. But I think it's perverted for adult humans to drink a glass of milk on its own. Thoughts, please. I'll open the floor. First of all, Max Fulham.
First of all, me?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I think it's probably, if I was to drink a glass of milk, it's probably the drink that prompts the most thought whilst drinking.
Thought?
Yeah, because it's one of the weirder liquids to drink.
So you're thinking about the drink.
You're thinking about the process.
So you're saying it doesn't stimulate thought. It says it stimulates thought about what you're doing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because I think it is such a
very conscious drink
such,
for you.
Yeah. It's very irregular that I would go, oh, I really fancy a glass of milk.
Yeah, because you're not a pervert. You're a virgin and a loser and a weirdo, and you know too much about Panto, but you're not
Thank
a pervert.
Thank you.
Speaking of perverts, Hugh Davies, what do you think about milk drinkers?
I drink 4 pints of milk every single day.
Do you actually?
No.
I know that's an exaggeration, but do you actually drink milk?
I drink a lot of milk.
Yeah?
We have a big milk house. I live with two other people. Well, one person now. I'd say we buy 4 pints of milk every 2 days.
Wow.
Every 2 days?
Yeah.
Is this just milk as it comes, or are you doing things to the
milk? Treating myself. I probably have a tall glass of milk every other day, I'd say. And we all do. I have the least milk of anyone there, but there's a lot of milk. It's a treat.
A treat?
It's a treat.
That's not a treat.
It is a treat.
That's a house of strong bones.
It really is. Well, is it?
It's definitely creepy to drink milk.
Yeah.
We know. I'm not saying that I don't think I am a creep. We're all creeps in this house. We're all creepy guys.
Well, you said that there's a very ominous sentence there. We said three, now two.
Yeah,
what happened to the missing person? Yeah, they drowned in milk.
Too much milk.
Yeah, too much milk.
Too much milk. Is it? No, well, I live with a couple, and he's gone to a film school for 2 years, so he's now moved out, mm-hmm. and I've remained in the house.
Nice.
Yeah. So now it's two of us. He's still drinking milk away. Like, we Skyped.
Skyped to drink milk together.
We Skyped in this morning. Skype. And he's had a bit of milk already. We were checking to see his accommodation was good and stuff. And yeah, he's big into the milk.
Yeah.
I have a lot of milk. I think I don't understand is people get creeped out by drinking. So I've never done this before, but if someone offered me breast milk, I'm taking it 100%.
Yeah.
Because I think it's less weird to drink human milk, which is intended for humans, than it is to drink cow milk, which is intended for cows, that we've taken off the cow, away from them. I think it's less weird to just drink breast milk you've been offered.
Quite a militant vegan position there. Are you?
No, I'm just saying that, like, don't be weird, but I'm like, I'd love to have breast milk. Because that's something I say a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
And everyone's like, what? And I'm like, it's actually a normal thing to ask for, actually.
Bring it up out of nowhere.
Our football, post-football.
But yeah, yeah, we play football together.
Wow.
Mm. We play football together. We're in a toxic football team.
Lovely.
Very horrible, yeah.
Good.
Lots of sort of infighting.
Great.
It's all comedians. And I've said this before, I'll say it again. It's the most organised I've ever seen male comedians.
Yeah.
It's like militant. My goodness. I mean, if I book you for a gig, it's 50-50 whether you'll turn up or not.
Yeah.
But if you say you're in for football, you'll turn up.
Sometimes I don't even receive payment for the gig. And I'll say, Andrew, it's nothing to do with you. It's not. You're very good at being like, can I pay you? Sometimes, I'm not. I just can't organise myself. But come Sunday, 12:15. Oh man, I'm on Facebook messages, ready to in myself into the football, ready to pay my £6.50. I'm organised as hell.
Very organised. And that is not a lie, by the way. Mm. One week, because Hugh Davies did the theme tune for the Trusty Hogs podcast, which
yes,
I'm a producer of.
Big fan.
We wanted to pay you for it. And I asked and asked, and Helen asked and asked. And literally at football, I had to make you get out your bank card so that I could take your bank details and pay you.
Do you think that was because, A, I'm just someone that feels uncomfortable with taking money for favours for friends? Or do you think it's because I was waiting for the podcast to get so big, you'd have to pay me a bigger sum for what
clever.
The podcast is worth?
That's clever.
That's clever. That is evil genius sort
of level.
That's the milk.
Which do you think it is?
I think it's the first one.
Yeah, it's the first one. It is the first one. I feel uncomfortable taking money off friends. Yeah. Sure.
Well, you should, however, if you can't take money off friends, you should take money off of punters. Yeah. What a segue.
Yeah.
On your tour. Thank you very much. I'm a professional radio DJ now. This has been such a delight. Thank you so much, both. For coming in, thank you for co-hosting with me, Max. We are going to quickly plug what you've got coming up. As we said, Hugh, you've got a tour album from My Ancestors Brackets Dead.
Yes.
Have you started it? When does it start?
It starts in mid-Feb in London, and then it goes all across the country. The show is about, it's not a comedy show, it's a very serious show about my ancestors. They passed down songs from me throughout the years. My ancestors include E.T. the alien, all six friends from the TV show Friends, Batman. it's a very serious show. It's a tearjerker.
It sounds like it's got a sort of very heartbreaking timbre to it. So
yeah.
Look, if you need to go and sort of connect to your emotions, go see Hugh Davis on tour, starting at Soho Theatre. Max, you have got some London work in progress coming up.
Yes, I do. Working up some new stuff. On the 4th of Feb, I'm at the Hen and Chickens, and on the 20th of Feb, I'm at the Pleasance in London. So please come to those and watch me flail with some ham.
Some ham.
I think it's going to feature ham.
Lots of ham. I've seen some early works of this. It's very good. You're both very, very talented performers. I recommend going to see both of them heartily. MaxFulham.com/shows for Max. HughesDavis.com for his tour. You can follow me on Instagram at StandUpAndrew and indeed FUBAR Radio. Thank you to all of you for tuning in for this first ever Pulse of the Nation. Thank you to the lovely team here, my wonderful producer, Kieran. And have a lovely, lovely week. And we'll see you next week.